Hosseiniya. 2 His Path from IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
In the beginning, I should like to express my condolences on the 8th day of Muharram al-Haram. In this episode of the program Hosseiniya, we are going to review some of the senses and important phrasings in the speeches and letters of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. As we know, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam had dispatched his cousin and deputy and delegate to al-Kufa, Muslim ibn Aqil. However, Muslim ibn Aqil was arrested and martyred. He was beheaded in the city of al-Kufa. And that news reached Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam when Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was heading for al-Kufa. Then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, after that, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wrote a short letter in this way. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful, now to our topic. Indeed, a distressing piece of news has reached us. Muslim ibn Aqil, Hani ibn Urwa, and Abdullah ibn Yaqtur have been murdered, and our followers have forsaken us. Hence, any of you who may wish to return can go back. There's no longer any commitment to us on you. This is a very important aspect in the life of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. He had dispatched Muslim ibn Aqil to al-Kufa. And since Hani ibn Urwa was a staunch Shiite over there, and he used to cooperate with Muslim ibn Aqil, Hani ibn Urwa was also arrested and beheaded, martyred in the city of al-Kufa. Both Muslim ibn Aqil and Hani ibn Urwa were killed on the same day, on the day Arafah, the 9th of the Hijjah. Now we find that as soon as this distressing piece of news reached Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, he announced it to his companions that his companions were no longer committed to him. Why? Because in his movement, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wanted people to join him quite knowingly, cognizantly. Consider that in the army dispatched by Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad from al-Kufa to Karbala under Umar ibn Sa'd, many of those people, of those soldiers, were urged to go to Karbala to kill Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. However, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam never urged any of his companions to remain with him. This gesture shows that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was the right Imam. He was the Imam of morality, the Imam of high moral and ethical standards. And it shows that in his movement, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam wanted to give the right information and guidance to people, in contrast to the Umayyads, who used to force everybody to cooperate with them. We find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, in his movement, was suggested to withdraw or to change his view. However, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam gave this instruction to everybody that obtaining the consent, obtaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was by far the most appropriate way to choose. Then Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam addressed those people who had gathered over there around him, suggesting him to change his course of movement. He indicated it in this way. O people, indeed, if you observe piety and are cognizant of the right for and with its holders, it will be more desirable to Allah and that we are the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet Muhammad, upon whom and his progeny may Allah bestow graces. Hence we are more deserved to superintend this affair, that is leadership, rather than those claimants, that is the Umayyads and others, who have been committing crimes and increasing animosity. And if you were reluctant to us and ignorant for our right, and if your view at present is different from that when your letters reached us, I shall leave you. Now we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, in his movement, showed that even if those people who had earlier written to him letters of invitation, later on, they changed the views, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was ready to return. However, we find that, morally speaking, the Umayyad army and the Umayyad hegemony was determined to slay Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in order to put an end to the fate of the Islamic religion. Of course, this was just a false ambition they had. But we find that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam never urged anybody to join him or to remain with him. On the other hand, we find that the Umayyads urged everybody to fight for them, and they urged Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and kept him as a captive over there. Thank you.
Allah, ma ninsa musaba.